The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Judicial Review. This is a segment of Court Shorts, Founding Fundamentals series. Founding Fundamentals builds your knowledge of the federal courts, one gavel tap at a time.
Hello, this is Beverly Hallberg with United States Courts. Welcome to this segment of Court Shorts on Judicial Review. When it comes to conflicts, someone has to make the final decision. When it comes to legal disputes, the courts are the final deciders of what the Constitution means. This authority, known as judicial review, gives the Supreme Court and the federal courts the authority to interpret the Constitution and to ensure that all three branches of government follow it.
The framers of the Constitution did not explicitly give the courts this authority. The concept of judicial review by the courts was established by a Supreme Court decision that came along about 16 years after the Constitution was signed.
It all started in 1803 during Thomas Jefferson's presidency. The Supreme Court of the United States was asked to decide the case of Marbury versus Madison. The case presented a monumental clash that gave the federal courts the power to determine the constitutionality of actions by the president and Congress. The executive, legislative, and judicial branches each had a stake in Marbury versus Madison. Analyzing all of the legal and historical ramifications, Chief Justice John Marshall devised a novel way of deciding the case so that the other two branches would accept the role of the courts in reviewing their actions and sometimes declaring them unconstitutional. He did this by limiting the authority of all three branches, including the judicial branch. In Marbury versus Madison, the Supreme Court put limits on some of the powers of all three branches of government. It declared an act of Congress unconstitutional, limited some of the president's appointment powers, and diminished some of the court's powers under the Judiciary Act. This even-handed approach to limiting all three branches, including the judicial branch, made the ruling acceptable to the legislative and executive branches.
Today, the doctrine of judicial review still gives the Supreme Court and the federal courts the power to declare the official actions of Congress and the president unconstitutional. This is a key element of our system of checks and balances, and it makes the courts the one voice that interprets the Constitution. We talked to Judge John Tumhon, a district court judge in Minneapolis. He explains why judicial review is so important to the success of our system of government.
The power to review an act of Congress or actions taken by the executive branch to determine whether or not the Constitution has been violated is really truly the most important power that the judiciary has and an important power for our country.
Let's fast forward to a modern-day Supreme Court case to see how judicial review still affects the workings of all three branches. The Guantanamo Bay cases are good examples. In 2006, the Supreme Court used the power of judicial review when it considered the case of Hamden versus Rumsfeld.
In this case, the Supreme Court declared unconstitutional certain military commissions as they were established by the administration of President George W. Bush. The High Court decided that the executive branch could not form these commissions on its own. The court found that such commissions had to be established according to existing laws, or Congress would have to specifically authorize them with a new law. At its core, judicial review preserves the Constitution and the rule of law. From the time of Marbury versus Madison to the present, the federal judiciary has used this power to ensure that no branch of government, not the executive, the legislative, or the judicial branch, violates the Constitution. As Chief Justice John Marshall famously wrote, "Judicial review ensures that in the United States, we live under a government of laws and not of men."
So how can you learn more about the federal courts and the Constitution? By listening to Court Shorts and by visiting us online at www.uscourts.gov. Court Shorts are a production of the Administrative Office of the United States Courts.